Hello, this is Roy Lilly. Well, look, I've got news for you. I have news. It's hardly earth-shattering, but it's news, and I think it's important. News we should have heard of, and we should have heard a lot more about, but news that very probably slipped by in the avalanche of other stuff. It was the political scientist, Benedict Anderson, who used an expression for the skipload of news that's tipped on us every day. He called it simultaneity. Simultaneity. Meaning there's a lot of stuff happening at the same time. He's right. And how we find out about the stuff that's happening is changing. Globally, trust in news media is falling. Consumption of traditional media declining. Some groups are disconnecting from the news altogether. A new phenomenon. It's called selective avoidance. It's doubled in the UK. 46% of people say it. People saying the news has a negative effect on their mood. The number of people willing to pay for their news is levelling off at around 17%. Younger people, of course, don't pay. They go online, social media and apps, the smartphone, the dominant way these people get their news. Facebook, well, it's the go-to. And if you haven't seen the docu-movie Zuckerberg, you should. In fact, you must. It's really good. With the welter of news and the myriad and diverse ways we connect with it, it's little wonder, really, I suppose, that some slips through unnoticed, like the news I wanted to tell you about. The chances are you won't know, and my guess is you won't be expecting it, and you wouldn't have guessed it. The news, well, I tell you, the news is NHS waiting lists have fallen for a third month in a row. Now, patients waiting for elective treatment fell by more than 19,000 in December, despite the NHS needing to reschedule nearly 87,000 appointments due to strikes. The overall COVID backlog fell by more than 6,200 in December for the third consecutive month. And they're now down by 164, nearly 165,000 since September to 7.6 million. Monthly performance statistics show that the proportion of people waiting over a year for elective care is the lowest it's been since November 2020. At 4.4% of the entire list. And, by the way, NHS staff delivered more elective activity in 23 than in any other year since the start of the pandemic, with more than 17.3 million people treated. Look, this is progress. Despite the strikes, COVID still lurking, and the impact of seasonal demands. Well, there are more pointless strikes planned for the end of February. If the government, let's face it, if the government were going to do a deal, they'd have done it by now. The BMA, I think, would do a lot better to talk with Chalmers. Even then, if he had any sense, he'd step forward and jump at the chance to nail in a deal and look like a leader in waiting. As for the numbers, well, there are a hell of a lot of people still waiting and even more people likely to join them. Each of the numbers we know represents a person with a story, a family, and a pile of aggravation. Nevertheless, dare I say, the direction of travel is important. It tells us, with a fair wind and some space, the numbers can come down. And the 7.6 million is made up of 6.3 million individuals, some of whom will be waiting for more than one thing. And there'll be a big chunk waiting for a diagnostic, and of those, some may not require a period of inpatient or, in fact, any care. Look, I know this is a small win, but it reinforces belief in ourselves. We can do this. It strengthens public support. They can get on top of this. And it recognises the toughness and the talent the people at the sharp end working at the NHS have. And when we're optimistic, we're more resilient. The numbers coming down is a national achievement delivered locally, one patient at a time, day by day, made possible by a complex network of people who achieve it. The average age of an NHS employee is mid-40s and a lot are younger. Of that age grouping, about 38% will get their news from social media and half from websites. So don't wait for your people to trip over this news on social media or not, TV or not, papers or not. In fact, Hertzberg in his book, very good, it's old now, it's been around a bit, but it's still worth a read. It's called One More Time, How Do You Motivate Employers? Hertzberg says, people are most satisfied with their jobs and most motivated when those jobs give them an opportunity to experience achievement. This is an achievement. Help them to experience it. There are a lot of backs that need patting, so you best get on with it. Thanks for listening. This has been Roy Lilly, and I hope we'll speak again soon.